10 we look like Ethan with a prominent forehead, scares her hair and then you start to get thinner, taller, go towards Arcturino or I and your skin becomes paler, blue shades. You never blue because blue blood is skipper based, we are carbon based. But we can approach the shades of blue, I don't know why, maybe the radiations of the sun will change. I don't know, but it's blue here. I think it's linked to the radiation of the sun. Wider eyes, beautiful eyes. We will be a beautiful race. We are already, but that's how we will become in 1000 years. Very wise, very knowledgeable, royal feeling, royal energy, royalty. And we are teaching other races, we are teaching about the things of source, the things of the divine Alf the universe, we are elders, we are teaching them and they know that. That is why they are you working hard at helping us working on ourselves, to liberate ourselves of world humans of Earth. They do not evolve the same. They take more time. They rather stabilize like the Amites, Metans, but it would seem that on Earth they go further up in evolution. This makes sense because when you settle a colony somewhere, you adapt to the radiations, the gravity, the pressure of where you are, so you do not evolve physically the same. So maybe a colony of humans on Alpha Centauri or Proxima Centauri will look like Amites or Metans, but an Earth will look like Ouri, but it's the same development, but sometimes it stops at a stage and it adapts to where it is. And on the original world in the original conditions of the species the development is not altered, not stopped. It just goes and goes and goes and blossoms. That is why on Earth the humans of Earth will become the great elders, the wise ones. Earth will be a spiritual center. This is the future as I saw it in the looking glass on the Metan mothership on orbit of Venus. Today the vision stopped. Haban told me I can come and look at this anytime I want. And I will share with you freely. And then it was time to go. Haban told me, tell them this. This is my gift. This is the future and we are making it happening today, starting here. The future starts within you. 432, the 14th of September 2021. Q&A open questions https://www.youtube.com/watch. v=dxh6n3m1zvm. Dot promotion for different books via Mello Hogan. My memories of Elizabeth Clara. There's something unique and that's the first time that you will have this. Humanity is going to have this. I think Valerie doesn't realize how important that is. When you buy this book you contact her via email and she sends you recording that Elizabeth gave to her. At app recording she will send this to you privately. It is a recording of Akin's voice talking in his ship. You can hear the background of the ship and honestly I've listened to it and I cried. This is mind-blowing. The last one is a book I illustrated, Samhain, The Origins of Halloween Situation Updates. Setting up the new structure in the star system is continuing between the Galactic Federation of Worlds and the new Terran Starfleet, setting up together new structures. New space stations on the moon has been developed. This intel is not from Thorhan, it's from Valnek to Megan Rose. He told her that on the moon that the Lunar Command was belonging to the Dark Fleet, who has been kicked off, has been now attributed to the Space Command and the Alliance. They are transforming this base in a medical center and a scientific center to help the military and heal the slaves that have been liberated and the wounded soldiers. There's gonna be a lot of it. Primary for our brave warriors and our victims, the victims of this war that have been freed and liberated. So that's a good news from Thorhan of course. He told me that the Greys, well the Nebu from Orion are leaving Earth and Dulse is nearly liberated, nearly done. MNT Chastu is nearly done, still dangerous but nearly done. It's very difficult, because it goes on so many underground levels and there's so many tunnels and the enemy hides. It's really hard to fight underground. It's tough because you're on your own. You are there with the equipment you brought with you and that's it. Nobody can find you, nobody can save you, you're just doing it yourself. That requires a lot of logistics and preparation and the way they do is that they buy chunks. They isolate part by blowing up all the channels and what or not controlling all the tunnels, and then isolating the baddies in it and then giving them to surround her or not. If they surrender, Thai are evacuated and ships and taken out of the star system. If they are not willing to cooperate, they face the consequences. But the choice is always given, always, that's the policy of the Federation. So first the all these facilities that need to be liberated, they have people in it. They have hostages, prisoners, slaves, hybrids, victims of genetic experiment. So it's very difficult, because you want to rescue to save these people. That's why you're doing it. So it's not easy, you need to prepare operations that will allow you to secure the people you want to save. The beings, sometimes not really people, sometimes it's weird creatures. So if you light a little candle or you send love or energy and healing and light, I know many of you do it as a daily basis, please have a thought for those who fight for how our heroes from any military section. They belong to maybe the Earth, 433, Alliance, the different the Marines, the Navy that anything, anyone these are the ones who really need light, strength, knowing that we support them and knowing that we know what they're doing. And they are really doing a very good job. It's not over yet and it's still, I think it's about 12% of underground to be liberated. But it's getting there. They're winning, they've liberated the moon. Mars has been liberated by the Galactic Federation and Martian Resistance. Ceres has been liberated by the Earth Alliance and the Federation. The Moon, the Jupiter agreements have been passed on Jupiter to prepare the after victory. That's a sign that its victory is secured. But we need to finish the job. It is secure if we keep on fighting as we do. What does it mean? Well, for those who are in the army and fighting alongside the Federation in the Earth Alliance, they're doing a great job. Now each of you has to do a job as well. We need to stand up for our right and sovereignty. We need to stop consenting to be used and manipulated, especially by fear tactics. We need to remember that we are sovereign of our soul, our body and our rights, to go where we want to go. Right to do what you want to do with this flesh suit. It's ours, only ours, and work your common sense. When common sense start to fade and you feel confused, it's because you are manipulated by fear tactics. Q. Does the Galactic Federation respond to CE5? Is CE5 safe? CE5 works, and I am recommending it. It's a very good technique, but you need to do it properly. What is CE5? CE5 is a technique of meditation and rising your vibration, raising your frequency in order to be able to see what thrive in a higher frequency, because all the good ships are in a higher frequency, cloaked. The bad ships are lower frequency. The Nebu reptilian greys and the Chika reptilians and many races that work with them on that lower frequency. They're making themes of visible, they don't give a damn, they are infringing the prime directive anyway, as they want. So most of the time when you see spaceships without doing S5 in normal conditions, it's usual enemy ships or made on Earth. Because the CIA has its own programs and the Dark Fleet has also its own fleet. And many other, different secret space programs that are not for the greater good of humanity, that are not working with the Federation, that are not working for the greater good of humanity. And these ones don't give a damn to be seen. If you can create fears, even better. Especially when you see spaceships, UFOs, it's usually not a good one. You may now see ships from the Federation, but that will be because they will willingly show themselves to you, not because they will pass by. They don't. They're not made themselves visible because it's in their prime directive not to display technology that is higher than the understanding capability of an observer. So they will be invisible, and if they decloak to your frequency, it means that they want you to see them, and because they have the authorization to show them to you, usually it's because you have a connection with someone in that ship, someone you know, and that knows you. Usually it's someone of your galactic family or team. There's something interesting because I was mentioning the prime directive. They will not let themselves see unless there is a authorization and plan for that to a person that is not able to understand the technology. Although they are cooperating with governments, like Solar Warden, Th Alliance sharing technology with the secret space program, the good ones, the white hats ones. So why can they share technology, give technology with people from the Earth Alliance but they cannot show themselves to the private civilian? Because it is not inserted into a program agreed by the High Council of the Federation. To show themselves to civilians would surprise the civilians. Of course they will all UFO, oh my god, and they will be emotional and exhilarated or terrified. It will create an emotional response that is not good in these times and it infringes the Prime Directive. So once all the scrap is over and officially there will be not contact, because contact is already done. Of course there will be an opening disclosure because the war will have been won and that will be not a story. 434, so I recommend it of course. Yes, it's good stuff. But do it well protected. Do your bubble of flight. Do a meditation that will first rise your frequency. Rising your frequency is readiness is really crucial, because then you won't be reachable by lower frequency beings and then you look up and you see all these ships that are in a higher frequency. But be protected, no alcohol, no substances such as weed, mushroom, s whatever drugs. No, because that keeps your vibration down. Don't do that. Also eating meat. Eating flesh lowers your frequency also. So if you want to see spaceships of the Federation, I would recommend that you do whatever is in a capability to raise your frequency and this 5 meditation after then will work. Q. You mentioned in your new book that Valthor has a kind of powerful, peaceful energy that you can feel. Oh my god, yes. That's something that struck me when I met him. His energy field, I wasn't expecting that. His energy field was vibrant with power and very grounding. He speaks like this, Valthor speaks like this, he is very grounding and he speaks with his voice, with this tone, and when you are in his presence you feel completely smitten. That's Valthor for you. So he's a commander. Then I understood something meeting other commanders. You know Thorhan is a commander as well. I've known him since I'm a child and I've seen him evolve in a hierarchy from pilot to ship captain, to fleet commander, to decade captain, township captain, to fleet commander and to a mission coordinator. But then I haven't sensed the change of energy. I met recently then 3 different commanders and I went wow, that's it. As they move in hierarchy, their power, it's a power thing, it's an energy thing, that shifts as well. They all have this aura and Thorhan has it as well, but I can't see the difference, because I know him all the time since my childhood. But I met Ardana, she is even powerful than them all. She leads the high command. She's like on Thorhan military ship, she's like wow, so powerful. I met 2 other commanders, one called Dean Thor. Dean Thor is a commander also in the military. He has a mantis friend, you know all about is in the book. Dean Thor, he has the same energy. And Anotheron also that I met is a Tal fleet commander from Tamar and same energy. Very interesting. So Valthor is not the only one who has this powerful aura. Q. Before your abduction were you aware of extraterrestrial existence and life? Yes, in 2 ways. I had the memory of when I was toddler being visited in my toddler room by Ebony. The Ebony are a small greys from Alpha Centauri and they are very nice. They were an ex-upper on his ship and they appeared in the room and I remembered that and I never knew who they were. I thought they were like gnomes or elves or a bit weird. The Ebon with their big eyes, I see yeah in my first book. Image, that's my granny reading to me. So I've seen that coming through the wall and so that was, and you know at the time then you grow up and before I was 9 I already was shown grey aliens on TV or wherever and I knew that what I saw when I was a toddler was an alien. So that's why I was aware. You know the media as a TV just tells you. Also I was aware of extraterrestrial life by another way, was my irresistible attraction and calling to the stars, to the night sky before I was 9 already. I had a total fascination feeling that the stars were my home and that I was not from here, and especially 2 places were calling out to me, the Pleiades and the star in Orion where Anax is from, my beautiful loving father. So I knew about extraterrestrial life, that there was someone somewhere who was looking after me and waiting for me. And I was waiting for him. In fact, there were many of them, Anax, Thorhan, Myra. They were all there for me, and but especially Thorhan and Anax. 435. Q. I thought Orion was negative? No, not all. Look at my Q&A about Orion, and it is also in my book Gifts from the Stars. Anax is from Mesa, a planet that is in a higher density. He's not part of the Nebu. The Nebu are centered in their Orion Nebula. The Council of Five was created in Orion, the Black League is in Orion, and things like. It's very vast area. Q. What is the connection between ETs and the afterlife? There's not really a connection. You can watch my last Q&A about aliens and religion. I'm going to describe it like this. Each planet has many densities of existence, many layers. And each planet has its own orb or dome, it's spherical. Remember that Earth is a sphere and every planet in the universe is a sphere, it's physical law, it's like this how the universe works. It needs to be spherical, otherwise see it's not happening. And the flat Earth is a psychological operation from the CIA to try to see how many people they can manipulate and dump down, and especially if you're intelligent. They're targeting the intelligent people to see if they can dumb them down, and it's working wonders. So be careful if you believe in the flat Earth theory, you've been fooled by the three letters agency. Every planet has its own orb and many layers, so Earth orb of existence. When you decorporate that you are a plant, an insect, an animal, a humanoid, it means your light being, your eternal immortal and destroyable soul self, your SB if you want, goes back to this higher density orb. It's a highest density around the planet. You are in the soul matrix of the planet, where old souls go. And then you will choose to dwell here or come back to continue your cycle of evolution, of development of your consciousness. When your consciousness has reached a certain level of understanding and awareness, you are able to choose to incarnate in another planetary orb, in another soul matrix, in the other side of the galaxy, or in another universe if you want, because you've reached this level of awareness that you can do that. The star seeds, it's an example. I like to call them, as they call it upstairs, the envoys. So you can have extraterrestrial beings, beings that are is be that are from another planetary matrix somewhere else coming, having reached a certain level of awareness, that allows them to project themselves and come here and incarnate here. So you may have extraterrestrial souls from another planetary matrix incarnated here, and they're not all aware that not from here, but you can feel it. You can feel you're not from here, and you wonder where your family is, and you feel. You know the feeling, because you chose it, and you need to then reconnect with your own self. Q. If there was a soul trap on the moon, does that mean a lot of us are here against their will? Yes. It's gone now, it's not anymore. There was a soul trap on the moon, that means even if indigenous souls having reached a level of awareness that would allow them to go incarnate in another planetary matrix, they couldn't. They were trapped here, and for extraterrestrial souls that would have chosen in the past to come here to incarnate, they couldn't go back. They would reincarnate here all the time. Knowing that this soul matrix was about to be dismantled, the starseed programs started, because you knew that we wouldn't be trapped. So the last three generations arrived, because it was written. Well, not yet settled, but I mean the plan was to disintegrate this machine. The Galactic Federation was going to war against the Nebrian and the Chukar Reptilians, so the plan was to dismantle this machine and deactivate this machine. It was put by the Nebu Grey Orion group on them an extremely long time ago. So it was a chance taken. We weren't all sure it would work, and we could have ended up trapped. But we did it. How did that work? This mission has been dismantled. This was in February 2021. During January and February 2021, the Earth Alliance and enforcement from the Galactic Federation have liberated 436 Earth Moon. All the slaves have been evacuated, liberated, and the Dark Fleet kicked out. Interplanetary Corporal Conglomerate, kicked out. Everybody kicked out. And the Nepu soul trapping machine was found and taken and deactivated and dismantled. Totally dismantled, so this machine is even no more. So what Thorhand said to me when he gave me this info in February, he said, you know, now it's up to humanity to dismantle their own matrix, the illusion. Stop maintaining the illusion. Just wake up and stop consenting to be manipulated. The matrix is here no more. They make you believe that it is, but it's not, it's gone. You're free. You'd still have to realize it that you are free. So now it's time, you stand for yourself and you can fly throughout the universe and go back home if you're not from here. And if you're formed here, you're now allowed to go and visit the universe, incarnate in other worlds. You're free. And also what this machine was doing, it was trapping everyone in the third density and no onical razor frequency. Now it's gone. And parallel to that, the Galactic Federation has been surrounding the Earth with a grid that was rising the frequency of the Earth. The nodes were in correspondence with the nodes, the ley line is underground and it was correspondent. So working on the grid, how raising the frequency on the grid was raising the frequency of the nodes in the ground, so of the planet. That's quantum resonance. So that was a very great idea. And that's the same tactic the Federation used when they started raiding Mars to bombard Mars with high frequency. Why? Because you know there was a lot of enemy like reptilians, especially Chukos. It was taking their aggressivity away and it was making them more gentle. They hated as much as they could hate. Q. Did Valthor write Valiant Thor's Venusian health magic, the vitality of Vril by Valiant Thor? I know, he didn't. He didn't write anything. People wrote on his behalf. That's why he refused to have interaction with any more civilians. I was an exception. Thorhan worked out this thing 2 months to get him to talk to me, because I'm a civilian. Thanks to Thorhan, it was hard work, but he managed it. Valthor hasn't written any books. He is military officer, coming here to set up the secret space programs with the Pentagon and just do diplomatic stuff, not here to write books. Q. Do you know what rank or ace Navy Blue Galactic Federation of World Uniforms correspond to? Navy Blue Uniforms of the Galactic Federation of Worlds. Officers, Thorhan Commander Grade is Navy Blue. Then they have all black colors. The pilots have just the environmental suit, the glittery one with a collar like this, open. Then you have a ship captains, they have a black collar and black wristbands. All have these golden belts. The humanoids. Then you have the fleet commanders and all the commander grade, it's not the environment suit, because they don't go now. Well, in that often in the ships they stay on orbit and they do less operations, they just lead everyone. So these ones, the commanders have navy dark blue navy color, it's not environmental smart suit anymore, it's proper clothing with proper fabric. It's like you can't go through with a knife, like in force fabric. I don't know what it is, but it's very smooth. It's very comfortable as it seems, but it's fabric. And there's a trousers and a jacket and a tunic and a belt, of course. So then the shape of the neck can have something point here on the side, it's fleet commander. It's the flying ones, the wristbands are a higher and that's it. The boots are black, higher. Ardana is different. She's not blue, she's white and silver. That's the high commander. And then you have also under her the High Command with all the High Commanders. Valnek is there and we will need to ask Megan because I haven't seen Valnek for a while. He should still wear the Marine Indigo tunic and trousers, but different neck and probably different insignia on them. I think it's only 437, Ardana who has the High Commander one. It's a diplomatic one with arm all in silver and white, with golden trims. Q. Do we starseeds need to clear all our karma, so we can go back home? Or can we go back to where we come from by choice after we pass away? I think we can go back by choice. You know karma, you take it wherever you go, because it's part of the journey of the soul. Not the journey of the body. I think in one of my previous video I told you about the different journeys. The journey of the soul, the immortal is what you learn throughout your incarnations. Take it as a luggage, as a teaching. And then you have the body, the bloodline that you borrow for one incarnation, or you can choose to reincarnate in the same family line if you want. It's easier. That's how you find family karmas. But bloodlines, it's not yours, it's the genetics of the avatar you borrow. So you can then next life egoing another bloodline with other ancestors, other karmas, because karma is linked to the soul. It means karma, what it is. It's when you create disruptive energy, you need to rebalance it and top air it. Otherwise this disruptive energy will keep on disrupting you until you repair it. That's a karma. That's all what it is. So that belongs to the soul. If you have done disruptive things that have chosen to do for your own learning and you can reincarnate on Vela, Vega, Sirius, ABC and keep on working on it, so it's not because you decorporate, prefer that word than death, there's no deaths, it's not because you decorate that without having resolved and rebalanced as you all karma disrupt divinity that you trapped, here that's a misconception. Q. Do all star seeds have their own body in a stasis pod or just to Pleiadians? There's no such thing as Pleiadians. Well, there are. There is the Manal people, but you have so many star systems that have been terraformed in the Pleiades. Ahel, Dal, Nor or whatever else from the Pleiades. Or that you are not from the Pleiades. You can be from other star systems, you may have chosen to go through the program of envoys to come and help here fight during this war three ways. First way, come physically, because you can, because your Tal or hybrid Ahel or Selosi from the Centauri systems are meeten. Or you can't do that because your body won't allow it. So then you can either reincarnate here, die on your world away that you're old and you finish your cycle and decorporate and you incarnate in a baby here. Or third, you don't want to die, you want to keep your body and go just for a trip to Earth and back. You know that can be even, they play with time. You can go for a lifetime on Earth and come back 10 minutes after on your world. So then that moment you need to go back to your body and body is putting stasis, if you want to go back to this one to finish your life as it is and just enjoy it and finish the unfinished work. So you're gonna put your body in stasis and your soul is going to be decorated from it, and you then go back to Earth, you go to Earth and you incarnate into a baby. Buta body will be in stasis in a pod, and these pods are all over the galaxy on your home world, usually in a very secure facility. And there are locations, these locations are not disclosed. It's very rare to be on the ship, because the ship can be exploded. So usually most of the stages are in secured facilities on some planets, somewhere. Q. My 10-year-old son has a question. He had an orb appear in his room and fly around back and forth before disappearing. He wants to know what to do if it happens again, okay? 438. So orbs are good. They are not bad. So already first, don't be scared. Orbs are either good spirits such as fairies or elementals. Who are the elementals? The elementals is like fairies but they are spirits of the elements of the air, floating like air fairies, or earth fairies, or water fairies, fire fairies. Elementals it's spirits of nature. So they're all good. They sometimes can be mischievous. I live in Ireland and there are plenty all over the place and they're nice and they won't harm anyone. They just sometimes play a little bit to tricks that are funny. Orbs can be also a remote viewing device for instance, but for good beings, because otherwise it wouldn't manifest in light. So it can be a good spirit or good aliens watching you, protecting you. So when you see orb if they come back, you know most of the times it's nature spirits. So start a conversation with them. Hey, how are you? Do you have a message for me? If you have a message for me, give it to me in a dream and you can talk to them and you can ask them questions and they may reply you in dreams. So do not be scared. They are good. So if they come back just speak to them, and sometimes you can feel emotions back. That's their reply, the nature spirits, they reply to you via emotions. So if you feel a laughter coming back at you, That's you know they are laughing or can have visions, so they can communicate. You know the nature spirits, it's like their little light ships, they travel like this and they can pass through walls. Q. Can telepathy from galactics be noises in your throat and head, like clicking noise and air whizzing noises in your throat, bird-like collective?